Welcome in, Bears fans, to a special Windy City Gridiron Draft Recap. We are in round seven. I'm Jeff Berkus, and I am joined by Windy City Gridiron's lead draft analyst, Jacob Infante. Jacob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm tired. I can't even lie with all the work that I've been doing, but I'm hanging in there, honestly. I'm very excited for just to see how this round closes out and then some of the undrafted free agents that that come Chicago's way.
Well, let's talk about the newest Chicago Bear. That is Travis Bell, defensive tackle from Kennesaw State. Did you watch Travis Bell of Kennesaw State in your draft prep?
Not enough to get a formal grade.
Okay.
Not enough. So that's something where I'm not going to lie to you and say I've watched nearly as much of Travis Bell as I have with, say, you know, Darnell Wright or, you know, Javon Dexter or Tyler Scott or someone like that. But I'm familiar with the name. So to be able to break him down, this is not my strongest evaluation, the one I feel the most aggressive about. But then again, it's a seventh round pick. So I feel like at this point, it's more of this is a guy we really like. We'd want to sign him as an undrafted free agent, but we want to make sure we get him into our building any way we can.
Right. So a couple things to think about here with Travis Bell. First of all, Kennesaw State, the first drafted player from Kennesaw State, according to Courtney Cronin, tweeted that out earlier. So congratulations to that program, getting a drafted player into the NFL. One thing to think about with Travis Bell is that he does have a very impressive relative athletic score, according to the testing numbers that he was able to put up, which is a trend with Ryan Poles. He has a type, right? He is a shorter defensive tackle. This is a 6 foot even prospect, but has some pretty good explosive grades on his testing scores and some speed grades for a guy of his size. So what does that tell you of in that interior defensive line about Bell?
So I feel like just out of the gate, you're looking at a guy who, you know, again, fits the athletic mold that Ryan Poles has been targeting. Still to this day, there's nobody with a relative athletic score under 8 that's been in the Bears draft class, which I find really impressive, and it shows the dedication that he has to making this team as athletic as possible. So I'm not going to sit here and say and act like I'm a master of all things Travis Bell, because let's face it, Kennesaw State football, that tape, it's pretty tough to come by. But from what I've been able to see from him, you're looking at a guy who's quick off the ball. His athletic testing does show that, but you watch him on tape and you see a guy who's, you know, got a quick first step, someone who uses that explosion off the ball to be able to generate some initial penetration into opposing backfields. And then someone who, you know, a bit lower to the ground, he's not super tall, but he's got some solid length and he's got massive hands. He's a strong dude. And that's something I've seen in the exposure I've had from him, is he's capable of eating up gaps at the point of attack, and he's capable of using his grip strength to kind of control offensive linemen at the point of attack. So again, I think that you're looking at a small schooler in the seventh round. He's someone you're probably trying to secure at least on the practice squad, if not make him a backup and probably inactive on most game weeks. But I think this is a shot that's wise to take given his athletic profile. Oof, it's been a long day, Jeff.
I totally see what you're saying, Jacob. And I will say that I did stumble across an interview on a website called NFL Draft Diamonds. Author of Justin Brenzen got a chance to sit down and talk to Travis Bell, and he compares himself to Grady Jarrett with a comparable body size and style of play. And so let's say if the Bears get a Dollar Tree version of Grady Jarrett, that this will be a heck of a pick. So I like his confidence in comparing himself to one of the better defensive tackles in the game. And I think that we can just say that this is Ryan Poles trying to continue to add competition to what was an absolute weakness of this Chicago Bears roster last year. The third defensive tackle, interior defensive lineman that they have taken in this draft, adding a lot of talent and a lot of competition.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, the case with Travis Bell, he doesn't have elite size necessarily, but I think that, again, you're looking at the struggles that the defensive tackles had last year, and it's pretty obvious, honestly. Like, that was one of the bigger weaknesses, if not the biggest weakness on the roster this year, this past year, was just the presence along the interior defensive line. So between, you know, Jervon Dexter, between that and Zach Pickens, bringing in Andrew Billings in free agency, and then adding Travis Bell as a late round flyer here, clearly they wanted to try something new at defensive tackle, and I can't blame them. So I'm curious to see how it all pays off. I think there's a lot of obviously athletic potential with these guys, so I'm excited to see if that's going to pay off. I think that if you're going to take a shot on a late round guy, in this case, like Travis Bell, you might as well take a shot on someone who's athletic. Might as well take a shot on someone who's going to work hard. So I think that's the case here with this pick.
Well, congratulations to Travis Bell, the newest Chicago Bear. Congratulations to the Kennesaw State Owls for getting their first draft pick in the NFL draft. And congratulations to Jacob for almost being done with this draft. We got one more pick, and we'll be back for that later. So for Jacob, I'm Jeff Berkus, and we'll see you later.